Kazuo Komoto was born in the heart of California's Central Valley. He was the first of six boys. His father, Yoshikazu, had immigrated on his own from Japan at the age of 17 in 1907. Landing in Seattle, he worked as a railroad and field laborer for 10 years before returning to Japan and marrying Hisano Waki from their hometown of Okayama, a city on the western shore of Japan's main island of Honshu, bounded on the south by the island sea and known for its traditional gardens and a samurai-era castle. Together, the newlywed couple migrated to America in early 1918, settling in Sanger, California. Kazuo was born 9 months later. It was a hard-scrabble life on cracked, sun-baked land, made fertile thanks to the miracle of irrigation. Hisano, who had a comfortable upbringing in Japan, cried herself to sleep the first night in her new home. The wind howled through the slats of the shack in the middle of a treeless field, and stars were visible through holes in the roof. This was not the life she had envisioned. As the years passed and her babies came, she grew concerned about what she saw as America's discriminatory society weighted against Japanese immigrants and their children, fearing that it would be difficult for her sons to get ahead in life. She had seen many young Nisei men unable to find decent jobs, having to work as farm laborers or in produce stands. In her mind, acquiring an education was paramount. To complement the local public school, she enrolled 7-year-old Kazuo and his school-age brothers in a Japanese school 2 miles away. She walked them there every Saturday, signaling to her young sons the importance she placed on their education. By the time Kazuo was 10 years old, his father was making a decent living growing grapes and strawberries on 20 acres, much of which he delivered himself to the 7th Street Farmers Market in Los Angeles over the winding road through the Tehachapi Mountains known as the Grapevine. Like other immigrants from Japan, Kazuo's parents were not allowed to hold U.S. citizenship. And since they were ineligible for citizenship under California's restrictive alien land laws of 1913 and 1920, they could not own land or hold long-term leases, which meant Kazuo's father could farm only rented land. A quiet man who worked long hours, he didn't have much time or energy for the children, and they were largely reared by their strong-willed mother. It was she who, in 1928, decided to take her oldest son to Japan so he could learn more about his ancestral culture and receive a traditional Japanese education. Kazuo gave his mother no argument when she left him in the care of his paternal grandparents in Okayama and returned to California. His grandfather, a Shinto priest, made an immediate impact on young Kazuo, although the boy was influenced more by his elder's conduct than his words. The old man lived, to the end, a disciplined life, yet was always kind to others. Kazuo tried his best to follow his grandfather's example. It didn't take Kazuo long to learn firsthand that Japan had its own immigrant discrimination. Anyone of Japanese ancestry coming from America and elsewhere was considered lower class by native-born Japanese. Being the only American in school targeted him for teasing and bullying. He looked like them, but the other kids did not accept him as one of their own. In America, he was Japanese. In Japan, he was American. But the personable boy dismissed the insults and began to make friends. After 2 years in elementary school, Kazuo entered intermediate school. He read voraciously, anything he could find, which helped him with basic Japanese grammar as well as memorizing some 2,000 commonly used ideographs, known as kanji, characters adopted from Chinese that are used in the Japanese writing system, which the students were expected to know by the 6th grade. Thanks to his extracurricular reading, his vocabulary expanded greatly. After graduating from 6th grade, he took the admission test for a preparatory high school. Of the more than 1,000 students in the region taking the exam, 250 passed. Kazuo was one of them. Already thinking about what he would study after high school at university, he seemed on track to get the education his mother wanted for him. By then, both grandparents had passed away, and Kazuo was living with his mother's sister.